CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Come on, will you? What are you doing? Aren't you going to have breakfast with me?
Yes, yes, but I wanted to start the first lot. I hope to get all the washing done early, and now apparently I'm not going to get any of it done at all.
Oh, why? What's the matter?
I'll give you one guess. Oh, I'm so mad, really.
Oh, we just had that washing machine fixed. Well, it might seem to me we just paid the bill.
Well, I can't help it, dear. Doesn't go on.
Was it plugged in?
Well, it's always plugged in. I don't touch that.
Well, turn the knob.
I have. Nothing happens. See?
Oh.
I just get a click, that's all.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I turn it all the way around. I tell you, these things... when these things don't work, I feel so helpless. It's so frustrating. I even tried kicking it, but nothing happens.
Well, naturally. It's probably what's wrong with it. You women seem to think that if you kick something, it'll start working. Yeah. So all you have to do is just kick it.
Oh, well, sometimes it does. Well, there's no sense peering in there, dear. That's just the tub part. Mechanisms are in back at the bottom.
I know. No sense my looking at the motor. I don't know anything about it anyhow. Just make it worse.
Well, what'll I do? Call a repairman again? Do
well, if you intend to wash clothes again, I guess you'll have to.
I don't understand it. Now, it worked fine. Just fine the other day. How can something go wrong with it just sitting here doing nothing?
Don't ask me. I tell you, what was wrong with it last time when it came to repair?
Oh, heavens, I don't know, dear. I don't...
Well, it seems to me we had a terrible bill, if I recall.
Yeah,
well,
yes, I know.
What was it for?
Well, I don't know. He told me, but I don't know anything about the insides of a washing machine. Seems to me it was something about the, was it the fuse? No. About the packing. Packing, whatever that is. But
packing?
I don't know whether there wasn't any or there was too much or it had slipped or it backwards.
Well, I don't know. Never mind. I don't know either. All right. Call a repairman. Apparently, we can't live without him.
Well, I hope I can get him. He's always either out or busy.
Angie, I can't believe you papered this room.
I did. Just followed one of those how-to-do-it books.
Fred didn't help you?
Lately, he's had nagging backache with sleepless nights. Feels worn out.
A person doesn't feel up to much with backache. Better tell him to try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
But what's wrong with the washing machine? I mean, you were just out here a month ago to fix the packing or something, whatever that is.
No, Mrs. Piper, I put in new packing in April, I think it was.
April.
Last month, I put in a new switch.
Oh, well, switch packing, I don't know. But it seems to me that this washing machine should not need all these constant repairs.
Well, it's not a new machine, Mrs. Piper.
No, I know that. It may not be new, but I mean, it seems to me that...
Well, you can't expect it to last forever.
No, I don't expect it to last forever, but as my husband said, we seem to have really gotten a lemon with this one.
Oh, not at all, Miss Piper. Fact is, there's still plenty of good use in this machine here, but you've had it for 8 or 9 years, and from now on, well, you can expect to have more repair work than before, and frankly, it might pay you to turn it in and get a new one, because, well, this motor is going to go eventually, you know.
Get a new one.
Yeah. Well, now, Mrs. Piper, I don't have anything to gain by suggesting that. In fact, I stand to lose because I just repair them. I don't sell them. But, well, I like to be honest with people. And, well, if it was my machine, I'd turn it in and get a new one.
Why? If it were your machine, you could always repair it.
Yeah. I think you see what I mean, though.
Yes, I do. I do. But honestly, I just don't know what to do. How much do you think they'd give us for this one if we turned it in for a new one?
Well, of course, that's kind of hard for me to say.
Well, I know, but I mean, you must know what it's worth.
Well, sure, but that's different than what you might be offered for.
Yes, I know, but I'm just giving me some ideas to what to think.
I'd say maybe $25 on trade-in.
$25?
Yeah.
I couldn't buy a used washing machine this good for $25?
No, Mrs. Piper, but look, you just have to discuss it with the people you buy the new one from. Of course, they may give you a better deal, but, well, I doubt it. Of course, you can always try. Now, you want me to repair this for the time being so you can wash your clothes and then you can think about getting a new one later on?
No. No, I don't want to put more money into it. If we are getting a new one, you know, that seems kind of silly. There's one thing, it's another. Well, I don't know what to do. I'll talk it over with my husband tonight and see what he says.
$25.
Yes, that's what he said.
$25 is all we can get for our washing machine?
Well, he said that was about
Listen,
all.
Listen, we are not turning in a perfectly good washing machine
it's
now.
It's not perfectly good. It doesn't work at all at the moment. What do you mean perfectly
well,
good?
Well, can he repair it?
Yes, and he said there was good use in it yet, but since we've had it so long, we could expect a certain amount of constant repair from now on. I guess motors don't last forever, even the best of them. I mean,
well, it makes me mad to have guys try to talk you into junking what you got and buying something new. They always...
He was trying to talk me into anything. He was giving me his honest opinion.
Well,
he was. He said himself he doesn't gain anything, you know, dear. In fact, he stands to lose. He doesn't sell new ones. He just repairs things, so that's where he makes his money. But one of the reasons I like him is that he's always been honest about telling us exactly what he thinks, not like that other man I've had to get when this one couldn't come. Now, he's done even very nice things for us, you know, like fixing Betsy's bicycle one day when he was here, and then fixed the switch on the stove for me and put in a new light in the refrigerator and work and something else, too, none of which he charged us for.
Yes, I know. That's right. I remember. You're right. I guess I'm feeling
really
a little
done very nice.
Snowed under with all the things that seem to constantly go wrong around this place. I feel like an ignoramus that I can't fix them myself.
Good heavens, why should you be able to? You never learned how. I'm sure it must take a good deal of training to know how to repair everything. Stoves, refrigerators, oil burners, toasters, radios, everything we have that goes wrong.
Somewhere along the line, my education was sadly neglected. Instead of all the time I spent being on the football team and the track team and the debating team in high school, none of which have proved very useful in later life.
Oh, honey, your debating has. Look how you win arguments you have with me.
Yes, what arguments. Name one. Well, I'd have been a little handier man to have around the house if just once I could repair the toaster, for example, instead of feeling like Thomas Edison when I just managed to change a fuse.
Oh, honey, you do better than that. Well, what do you think? I mean, should we get a new washing machine?
Well,
why don't we think about it? Why don't we think about it?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best thing.
I'll get it.
Yeah, you get it, honey, because I've got to start dinner.
Okay. Oh, golly. Hello. Yes. What? Mother? Well, what's wrong? Oh, no. I just mean not like you to call long distance. If it's... Huh? No. Oh. Oh, no, Mom. No. I know it's Sunday. Yeah. I know. Thanks. No. I won't forget.
Is it your mother?
Yeah. It's Mother. She wanted me to remember it was Dad's birthday on Sunday, you know. What, Mother? No. All that. No, nothing new. Yeah, just kind of goes along. We may have to buy a new washing machine, which is hardly news, but boy, just seems to be one darn thing after... Huh? I don't know. Why?
Maybe we better drive over there Sunday, find out what your dad would like for a birthday present, honey, while you're on the phone. He's always so hard to shop
for. Oh, well, Mother, wait a minute. Well, yes. Mother, hold on. We haven't decided to buy a new one. I mean,
Find out what your dad would like for his birthday.
Yes. Hold on a minute, will you, Mother? Yeah, she's talking to me here. I got... Yes.
Get some suggestions for your dad.
Mother wants our old washing machine for some family who needs one but can't afford it. Not her. You... Yes, Mom. Just a minute. Yeah, you know, Mother, she's putting the pressure on me. What'll I tell her?
Well, she's your mother. Well, tell her we'll think about it and call her back tonight, okay?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Here is the sensational sound of the Kingston Trio. Yes, that's the way tick, tick, tick sounds when the Kingston Trio has at it. And that's why millions love that Kingston Trio. That, again, is why they're here on CBS Radio twice a weekday, Monday through Friday. The CBS Radio station has made the style of the Kingston Trio another part of the different sound it sends you. A sound that includes the best in drama, music, song, variety, and the great product of CBS News, daytime and night.
That's all to hear, but I couldn't find out where what was hiding. How does that be done? They took her down to the police station, and they called a leading run.
Remember, twice a weekday, Monday through Friday, this station invites you to this threesome. The sensational Kingston Trio on CBS Radio, the Star's Address.
I called your mother back and told her we'd decide to get a new washing machine so she can have our old one for the family who needs one. They have 6 children.
Oh, well, all right. I guess there's one way to arrive at a decision. We'll be out the trade-in value, but I guess it's worth it. You know, at least you feel good doing something for somebody else, making them happy.
I know. And your mother said this woman would be so thrilled. You know, she's gonna write to her right away.
Write to her? Mm-hmm. What do you mean, write to her? Doesn't the woman live right there in Dodge Center?
No, it seems the family lives in Mazeppa, which, as I understand it, is about...
Mazeppa?
Mazeppa, yes, what she said.
Mazeppa? That's a good 200 miles from there.
No, I don't think from it's that here, far here. No, I don't
Look,
think
we're exactly 50 miles from Newtown, which is on the state line. Mazeppa, I know, is at least 150 miles from there.
All right, it doesn't matter anyhow.
Well, what do you mean, doesn't matter? How's this washing machine being delivered 200 miles?
Oh, well, I don't know about that, honey. Your mother didn't say anything about that.
Are we supposed to pay to have it shipped there? Do you have any idea what freight charges are or a moving company?
I know is that your mother is sending us this woman's address. Well, if they don't have much money, dear, they probably can't afford to have it shipped.
They don't have much money. What good's a washing machine that doesn't work? I mean, they'd have to have it repaired first and...
Well, your mother mentioned that, and she thought maybe, you know, we ought to do that.
Why?
Well, look, we're doing something nice for somebody, honey.
You mark my words, this washing machine is going to turn out to be the biggest headache of the year.
Well, you said yourself it makes you feel good to do something nice for somebody. Now, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, well, something better make me feel good. Now, what is wrong with the TV? I just turned it on. There's no picture.
Kick it.
I did.
I guess... The man said, dear, the last time he was here, that our picture tube was going. He said we had to expect these things here.
Yeah,
he said that these don't last forever, and if we had
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Harkin speaking.